Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest today is Lanka Shipping and Logistics in Sri Lanka, represented by Mr. Trilan. He's the Director of Shipping. Mr. Anna, he's the MD, Managing Director of Lanka Shipping. And Mr. Darshana, who is the General Manager of Business Development. First and foremost, all three gentlemen, very welcome to this interview.
Good morning to you, Bo. It's a lovely morning.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome, all of you. So starting with you, Anna, as you are the team leader there, I always address myself to the guy in the middle. What can you tell me about or tell our viewers about the history of Lanka Shipping, please?
Yeah, so Lanka Shipping was founded by my father in 2010, Bo. We were actually living in Dubai for many years. He started this company. Mm-hmm. Initially, we were feeder agents for a feeder operator based in Dubai in the UAE called Simatech at that time. Simatech has grown multifold in the last few years, and now they're obviously global feeders who are owned and operated by Abu Dhabi Ports. So that is how my father started in September of 2010. Mm-hmm. And from them, there's been diverse expansion into various areas of logistics, freight, agency services, husbandry services, liner division, and project logistics. Mm-hmm. So Sri Lanka as a country, as you know, has gone through multifold of change as well in the last few years, mainly political change. But as a country, we always talk about location, location, location. So geographically, we're well positioned as a country and a maritime hub, I think, to take over many challenges. Mm-hmm. And that is where we are 13 years on. We're looking to globally expand. We currently have an office in Maldives. Mm-hmm. And all ports in Sri Lanka, we have an office location. We will have our own office in Dubai by end of July 2023. Mm-hmm. And then we're looking at other regional hubs as well to look at Lanka Shipping's growth.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. Yes, I was in Sri Lanka many, many years ago. And of course, location-wise, you are certainly right. It's the pearl of the Indian Ocean, and every ship kind of passes by there. I passed through your beautiful country many times. Of course, I would like to jump off in the Maldives and see your office there. Maybe I'll never return, but we can talk.
Always welcome.
Thank you. What can you tell me about the ports of Sri Lanka? I mean, it is an island. And what are the main ports? There's more than one, isn't there?
Yes. Actually, the Colombo port is the main port. So there you have three terminals. You have the government terminal, JCT. You have two private terminals, SAGT and CICT, and then you have the new one, which is the Adani terminal. It's uh-huh. the container, West Container Terminal, which is coming up. And the government is also launching the ECT, the East Container Terminal, which will be live within the next year. And then you have ports in Goa, mm-hmm. And you have Hambantota, which is mainly a Ro-Ro container terminal. It's not a container terminal, sorry, it's a Ro-Ro hub. And you have Trincomalee, which is mainly a bulk terminal. Mm-hmm. So those are the main really ports in Sri Lanka. But in terms of containers, it's all Colombo at the moment.
I understand. What is the headcount of your team in Lanka Shipping at the moment?
We have approximately 75 people now, Bo. So we have through certain ventures, and we are diversified into most parts of shipping. The total group is approximately 75, and that is excluding our Maldives operation, where we have five people located in that office.
Okay, so having cargo coming into the Maldives, would that be then transshipped in Sri Lanka, and you can handle that, or would it go direct into Mala?
There are some services that go directly, not via Sri Lanka, but most of the cargo is transshipped via Sri Lanka. CMA CGM have a service that calls Maldives directly without calling Sri Lanka, but mm-hmm. There is some Maldivian lines that have weekly services between Colombo and Maldives shuttles. So it's a completely... it's a small port and not a deep draft. So some of the cargo operations is discharged onto a barge, but there is only one proper berth really at Maldives. Yeah.
Okay, understand. No, it's very, very interesting to hear what you're telling here. And of course, for Sri Lanka, I suppose the relationship from a business standpoint with India, how is that at the moment? And do you have regular feeders between India and Sri Lanka?
Yes. So, I mean, it's no secret. Sri Lanka is a poor neighbor between India and China. And we have to balance these two powerhouses. The news last week showed that India has crossed over 1.4 billion people. And I believe their growth is brilliant for Sri Lanka. So to give you in terms of stats, Bo, Sri Lanka as a totality did about 8 million TUs annual mm-hmm. throughput last year.
Okay.
Out of that 8 million TUs, 75% roughly is transshipment cargo. Okay. Okay. So you're talking roughly 6 million TUs. Out of that 6 million TUs, 70% is India cargo.
Wow.
So that gives you an idea of how reliant we are on India as a country. So a lot of people don't realize that moving cargo from the east coast to the west coast of India or vice versa has to go via Sri Lanka. Because you cannot go in the middle between in the north of Sri Lanka. It's only 20 kilometers. The shortest distance between India and Sri Lanka. So you have to go via Sri Lanka. And that nice. Is why India's growth is very important for Sri Lanka.
Okay, that's let's hope that incredible India continues to be incredible and friendly to you.
Absolutely.
But I suppose the Chinese investment in the ports of Sri Lanka has also been in the media. How are you coming along with the dragon to the northeast?
Yeah, so China has obviously lent a very helping hand to Sri Lanka as a country over the years. Without China, I don't think Sri Lanka would have made some of the progress that we have made. They obviously have an 85% stake in the Hambantota port. Okay. So that is a China merchant port, which is, like I mentioned, a Ro-Ro terminal. They have a majority stake, China merchant, in the CICT, the South Terminal, Colombo International Container Terminal. And obviously, China is invested in the port city, which is a reclaimed project similar to the Palm in Dubai, but that is 258 hectares of land that is in the process of being reclaimed. That project has already gained a lot of interest from overseas parties, and I think the first plots of land should be sold by 2024. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be 2035 before everything is fully completed, and that'll be commercial properties, residential, water parks, schools, etc. So it's a very, I think it's a saving grace for Sri Lanka, if you ask me, because I think the port city will bring international or rather regional headquarters of many banks, law firms, etc. into Sri Lanka. And that will have a different tax law, again, similar to Macau for Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll bring in a lot of investment. So, Bo, if you ask me, I think I have a lot of interest in that project because I think it's what Sri Lanka needs. And I think that is, again, thanks to China's growth. And we talk about location again, right? I think for China as well, Sri Lanka is an important hub for their expansion into Africa. We have, you mentioned passing Sri Lanka waters. We have 350 ships that pass by our southern tip every day.
Incredible.
And there's nothing south of Hambantota Port but the South Pole.
No.
So that shows you the amount of space and services we can. We've become a bunkering hub as well. In terms of China, Sri Lanka, Lanka Shipping, we represent Sinopec here.
Oh, yeah.
So being the largest Chinese oil company, we manage their barge, we manage their bunkering logistics.
Okay.
So Sinopec have own the storage terminals in Hambantota, and a lot of the VLSFO, so the very low sulfur oil, is coming into Hambantota and will be distributed to the other ports via Hambantota. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, it seems you have a good grip there, but of course it's also important for you to expand your portfolio so you're not depending too much on one. How do you go about representing other shipping lines and ship owners, even those that come in as tramping? I suppose last time I met you was at the expo in Dubai, and now you're also, I believe, going to Rotterdam. So you joined these expos to meet more ship owners, I suppose, right?
Correct. So I will actually hand over to Trilan. Trilan handles the very successful fast-growing ship agency division, where mm-hmm. he manages ship owners of whether it's tankers, bulk ships, cement carriers, cruise liners, and I'm proud to say that he has single-handedly become the largest naval agency house okay. in Sri Lanka. So kudos to Trilan. I'd like to hand over to Trilan, if that's okay, Bo.
Absolutely, Trilan. Yes, good to meet you here, and good to have a guy who knows somebody in the Navy in case I get trouble with my ex-wife. So I will call you, you know. But what can you tell me about shipping agency? How do you go about, you know, there are many agents in Sri Lanka that want to be shipping agents. How do you do to secure them coming to you?
Thanks, Bo. Thanks for the opportunity. Thanks, Adam. So basically what we are trying to do is, in a nutshell, we are selling a one-stop shop solution.
Okay.
So we don't want to only be the shipping agent for a ship which will do a bit of a crew change or supply some items or deliver a spare part to the ship or take a spare part from the ship and send it back to the original equipment manufacturer. We want to give them the full service. We want to give them water, fresh water. We want to give them provisions. And that has attracted the attention of most of the ship owners and ship managers. Of course, we were never a part of a large-scale network. We've been on our own for the last couple of many years. However, our success is the key to our success has always been the fact that we give the full service or the one-stop shop solution to our clients. Going beyond that, the main success is going to be for us in the future, or our plan for the future is going beyond Sri Lanka.
Okay.
So even as we speak, we have done services for our clients in Dubai, mainly in Jebel Ali and Hamriya Port. Mm-hmm. And then we are working in South Africa. We are working in Europe. We have certain jobs that are in the pipeline to be continued or to be executed in the Adriatic or in the Mediterranean. So this is how we expand ourselves from being a local company to becoming a force to be reckoned with in the ship agency services. Anna mentioned about the naval business that we've done. We've started working with the foreign navies, which calls at the ports of Sri Lanka. Mm-hmm. From 2018, our first ship was an American Navy ship, okay. LPD class.
Okay.
And since then, up to now, we have handled 38 of those ships, including submarines. This is something that we need. Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Sorry, I just break in here. That's fantastic. I have a good contact here in Sweden called TSA. They are actually a member in the network I run separately. They also do Navy ships. I will link you up with him because you never know these days. And, you know, we always meet again, and they do Navy ships here in the Baltic and you do in Sri Lanka. I think you two need to talk. I'll send you those details later on.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And of course, I only take 10%. Nah, joke aside. So you do all kinds of vessels, Navy ships, you do bulk. Any ship that comes to your waters as it is now, you can handle, and they can just do everything with you. They don't need to go to other companies.
That's correct. So once again, one of the unique factors that we are focusing on is on the marine services.
Right.
Now, people think that, okay, if I can bring a ship with cargo, load or discharge cargo, that's about it. But there's so many other ex works or ancillary services which surrounds the ship. And this is unique. This is the USP that we have here, the unique selling proposition, right? For example, we started working with the Viking Cruises, the Norwegian lines.
Yes.
So far, we have handled three ships. We've got another two in the pipeline for this particular year. And we are going to start off with another cruise company very soon. That their first ship will be in October or early November. So what we are doing is we are not only bringing the ship in and then letting the ship come into the berth and then do the port clearances, etc. We go to that extent of organizing tours for the passengers.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
We have certain strategic partnerships with certain companies, travel companies in Sri Lanka, and we offer the passengers a chance to go and see the country. Maybe it's wildlife, maybe it's a beach, maybe it's the mountains. Yeah. So these are unique services that we provide to our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, focusing our energy on having this one-stop shop solution.
Yeah. I think it's a smart move, because many of these managers sitting around, they simply have no time to deal with several people. And if you can provide it all, provided you can do the real service for them, like you say, one-stop shop, I think they will save a lot of time and they will stay with you.
That's exactly it. So our focus is to minimize the work of our client.
Yeah.
And to have one point of contact, one invoicing, one billing, one payment. That's exactly what we're selling.
Sounds very good. And I think you're onto something, right? And there's no doubt. I mean, Sri Lanka has been in some turmoil recently, but now it seems to have stabilized and people are again. You have such a beautiful country. You have so many things going for you. And when you mentioned the cruise ships, I also see Viking cruises just 10 minutes walk from where I'm sitting here in Stockholm. So you're onto something right there. Just hang in there. And I believe there will be some major cruise expos. I think one is in Miami, if I'm not mistaken, and another one in the Met. Will you also join there?
I'm worried, boy, if Trilan goes to Miami, he might not come back. so we have to... I don't blame him, but Miami is such a lovely place. And out of jokes, yes, I think we have to go to a lot of these road shows. One thing that Trilan didn't allude to is the oil and gas industry is growing exponentially in Sri Lanka. And Trilan, would you like to touch a bit on the oil and gas?
Yes, please.
So, Sri Lanka is going to start off exploring oil and gas, especially on the northwest coast.
Okay,
there are 9 blocks, which has been allocated by the government. Authority called the Petroleum Development Authority of Sri Lanka. Mm-hmm. Each block is 168 square kilometers. Back in the day, it was the policy of the government to give all of the blocks to one party.
Right.
So not very successful. So we have adopted the policies of the neighboring country, India, where they have these open acreage licensing policies. So it's not going to be one player. It's not going to be even two players. There might be 50 to maybe 10, 15, 20 players will come.
Yeah.
And so initial stages that there won't be any responsibilities from the government side to as far as the costs and the sharing of costs are concerned. But when they find the deposits, when they start producing or harvesting the oil and the gas, then there is another policy which will be coming into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as Lanka shipping is concerned, Bo, we have done in-depth studies about this industry. Sri Lanka has never been in this industry. And we don't have that many experts in the country.
Right.
Or whoever our oil and gas industry experts are either in Europe or in the Americas or in the Middle East, which is the most lucrative market for this kind of professionals. But we've done a lot of in-depth studies. We understand who we should talk to, what we can do, our strengths, our weaknesses, our pros and cons.
Yeah.
So we have created ourselves a database. We have created ourselves a process map. All the process maps are done. We understand what we need, why we need to be, and what we need to do to prepare ourselves when that time comes or even before the time. So we are in the process of updating our clients or potential partners on a weekly basis, which I also sent to you as well.
Yeah.
And then, this is where we go on from.
And I think oil and gas, why it's so interesting for us as a company, is it's the full 360 of logistics. You will be chartering helicopters to barges
to tugs, to landing crafts, etc. So there's a lot of interconnectivity with all the divisions at Lanka Shipping. And that's why it makes it even more interesting. So we're looking forward to what is in store for oil and gas. And I think it's such a lucrative industry. If Sri Lanka plays it right as a country, it again could be a saving grace for us as a country to get out of some of the financial turmoil that we are in or, and have been.
Indeed. No, it's I fully applaud that if you can get it right, because we've seen, I just came back from a trip to Africa, like Mozambique and Namibia and South Africa. Mozambique was a little bit of a scary place. They also have abundant resources, but lots of trouble in the north. And then they're pulling out, coming back, and the government is quite corrupt. It's sad to see, but I hope Sri Lanka can get it right, because you are really the pearl of the Indian Ocean. So it seems to me that you as a company have the right policy in place, and that you can provide every services for anyone dealing with Sri Lanka and Maldives. Makes it easier for them too. So very, very good to hear. Also, I should not be too long-winded here in my questions. What else we can say about your company? Do you plan to also attract, let's say, regular liners that come in every week? Let's say like a feeder line, or are you? Is that, or do they? Most of them have their own offices right now in Sri Lanka. How is the situation?
Do work. We are in our liner division, and that is another area that we are involved in. We have regular feeder operators that we work with. We have been partners with Unifeeder for a long time, and that is a separate company that is not under Lanka Shipping. We've been partners with them, and we have been in touch with various other mainline operators and feeders. And as the market continues to grow, and I see GRIs and I see the charter hires increasing in the last few weeks, mainly because of China's growth again, I see more liners and MLOs interested in Sri Lanka again. So we are working with many partners, and I see some good news in store for Lanka Shipping as a company in the coming months, Bo.
Okay, that sounds very promising and very interesting, I must say. No, I think you've covered most of the, say, questions that I have. One of the final questions I have here is, right now, even I don't like to speak too much politics, but politically speaking, how is Sri Lanka right this moment?
Politically, it is stable now. It's safe. Welcoming tourists. We have from the Chinese to the Indians to the Russians. It's really good to see. It is, I wouldn't say too hot. It has been a bit hot in the last few weeks, but it's tropical weather. So we have rain that cools the place down. Very safe place to travel to, Bo. The food is lovely. The beaches are second to none. So I'd really welcome everyone, and try to change your mind of going to Maldives via...
well, I'll show you something. This one, you see it?
Yes,
I bought in Sri Lanka in 2005. So it's been with me ever since. That must be because your country is now growing. I'm helping it.
Yes, I think we have to thank all the tourists. The tourist numbers for the month of March were the highest since COVID. Yeah. So it's really positive to see, and there's a lot of lovely things to do here. The hospitality. And the warmth of our people is always traditionally common to us. Yeah. So I really think we have a lot in store. If I may, I just quickly like to hand over to Darshana.
Yes, please.
Any shipping business, Bo, is people are the biggest asset. Darshana was based in the Middle East and based in Kuwait for many years. He's been with us for over a year now, and he handles the global business development. He has expertise in oil and gas and the freight business. So I'd just like to hand over to Darshana to talk a bit about his experience with Lanka Shipping over the last 1 year.
Yeah, sure, Darshana. Let me hear. Are you happy to be back from Kuwait to your island again?
Oh, yeah, Bo. I'm very much happy. But I can't say that some time back I was regretting, but now things are going on a very positive direction, country, and
Yeah.
Especially the company-wise, I'm really happy to work with Anna and Mr. Senanayake. I worked with Mr. Senanayake sometime back in 20 years back. So it's now the company is ready to handle all verticals in the industry, shipping and logistics, and we have fully dedicated team to do that. Instead of doing the procurement subcontracting, we don't have to go and do the subcontract. We have all team to execute the job. Yeah. Especially oil and gas, you need team.
Yes, correct.
Property, in-house team, then very difficult to handle the oil and gas. For those that business, we can confidently go and tell the customer, we have team, you come and work with us.
It serves you credit also that you've been living abroad. It always helps to get a better focus in that you've seen the world outside and then coming back. I am sure having such experience, and Kuwait for sure is also oil and gas place. You have that know-how. Yeah, it seems to me that the three of you have what it takes to run the team well. And I really must say I wish you all the best of luck in this. And from us in Project Cargo Weekly, I can spread the word about you with this interview. And also, of course, we will meet later on in Rotterdam. I think from me, I want to say formally many thanks to the three of you for a great interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bo. Real pleasure.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Lanka Shipping and Logistics, based in Sri Lanka, a very well-known and competent shipping agency and versatile project forwarder all in one. And we have talked with Mr. Anna, the MD, Mr. Triland, the director of shipping agency, and Mr. Dashana, the general manager of business development. We wish them well. And from me, thank you very much, and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.